Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Glenn Van Zutphen sitting in for Bernard Lim today. Women Entrepreneur Awards, WEA as it's called, is a Singapore-originated business award dedicated to the celebration and recognition of successful women entrepreneurs in Singapore and across Asia. Today, this award has extended to a host of women entrepreneurs' initiatives to drive the development and growth of women entrepreneurs, from mentoring, education, networking, to capital raising opportunities.
Inaugurated in Singapore in 2016, WEA Network will launch an additional 12 Asian countries in 2019 with a vision to empower women owners in Asia. Today, we're speaking to the winner of WEA 2019's Pulsar Award, Simone Ng, founder and executive creative director of Simone Jewels, who's going to talk us through her career journey and what the award means to her. Simone, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So first up, I'd like to find out how you went from pigtailed Simone, admirer of your grandparents' jewels, to now multi-award-winning designer of wearable art, as you call it.
I have to say, it all started with just passion. It all started when I was very young, and I never stopped. At the age of 12, I've been designing, and it just went on and on. And from a hobby, it turned into a career. And I never expected to come so far, one step after another, and here I am today.
Good for 12? You.
12? Yeah. I was still doing stick men when I was service.
I was hitting things with hammers when I was 12. But anyway, that's just me. Simone, you know, when you think about your designs, how do they stand out? You know, lots of people designing jewelry today. What makes yours different?
I think every jeweler has his own story. So my story is that when I was young, I wish that there was a piece of jewelry that's designed specially for me, just one piece. Nobody else would have it that would make me feel extra special. Mm. And in addition, when I wear it, I don't want to be stuck with just one look. Therefore, we've actually introduced special techniques and designs that allow the person to wear that single piece of jewelry in different ways. So one piece of jewelry, you can wear them in different ways and get different looks all the time. And I guess, you know, pairing that with really very good quality gemstones and very refined finishing sets us apart from our competitors. And the designs that we make, we have to make sure that they look good on you. It's not the jewelry that looks good, but it has to look good on the person as well.
Mm. Do you think that's your formula for success? But that's so time-consuming to want to design unique pieces for each person.
I guess I'm a perfectionist, and coming from what I like, I would like to share that with other people. It is time-consuming, but at the end of the day, it's very satisfying seeing all those happy faces.
Mm. Talk to us about that formula as well. How many parts? It sounds like, what, 95% inspiration for success and 5% the hard work? What's the formula, you think?
What formula? Well, yeah.
There is no there one. There's a Simone formula.
There is no formula.
But you must have a strategy or a plan. Mm. I mean, you know, the way you've laid it out is
quite
interesting.
Yeah, it all comes from the heart. Yeah. It all comes from the heart. The heart speaks to the mind, and things just fall into place. I see the design. I see the person. At the end of the day, everything comes together. It looks beautiful. The person walks away happy, and that's it.
So it sounds so simple, right? Yeah, it sounds so simple, yeah. So you see the person first sometimes or most times, and then you design for them specifically?
It could work both ways. We have a ready-to-wear where I have to then envision what would look good. So a collection is always based on an annual theme, and the theme is always based on history. What we want to do at the end of the day is for people to walk away and say, oh, I never knew that. For example, this collection is called Bombshell. Why is it called Bombshell? It's after the documentary Bombshell. Legendary actress Hedy Lamarr, who actually invented Wi-Fi. Yeah. Not many people knew that. So we did a collection based on that and incorporated music, which was part of the formula, to invent Wi-Fi into a pendant. I have a pendant here where you wind it. You can actually hear the music play.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
That is weird, yes, and very different. I don't think I've heard of that before.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your digital journey and taking your business into the digital sphere. What has that been like for you? What has some of the challenges been, and at what level are you operating in that space now?
I have to say that's relatively new for me. I'm somebody who want to learn new things. And the second brand for us really came about because everyone's pattern of, you know, consuming goods changes. And, you know, in preparation for the modern generation to come, where they want to be involved in the process of buying things, this allows them to actually shop in their own space. And on top of it, our platform is the first in Asia that allows you to customize up to a certain point online in your own time, in your own space.
Give us an example, sort of just beyond picking the color of a gemstone.
For example, first of all, you shop by personality. It will ask you the question, what personality do you fall under? Are you the rock star? Are you the artist? Are you the lover? So assuming you pick the artist, it allows you to pick the design that you like and then pick the color of the gold, pick the caratage of the gold, and then pick the amount of diamond, and you get to paint the enamel color on different parts of the design.
Wow.
And you're given a huge palette to choose from. So you become the artist behind it.
And then for the creatively stunted, though, not such a good idea for
some of us. But you see the changes online immediately.
I see.
So visually, you know what you're getting.
Creatively stunted, I like that. So this really is a move toward getting a younger generation of folks involved that want to take part in getting custom-made jewelry.
Yes, initially that was our plan. But interestingly, we have customers as young as 19 years old up to retirees.
Huh. So everyone's involved, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Talking to Simone Ng, who is the founder and executive creative director of Simone Jewels. How challenging has it been to breach the international gap, to go overseas and reach out to other markets outside of Singapore?
I have to say it has been challenging, but in Singapore, with ESG, linking us up to ESG's offices around the world.
Enterprise Singapore,
yeah,
this is.
Enterprise Singapore. It is much easier because over there, they can link you up with partners that you can work with. And I believe collaboration is the way to grow these days. It's not about working alone. And I think with that platform, if we stay consistent on that and keep our focus on that, we should get somewhere.
Mm. So jouerbysimone.com has been launched successfully. I hope I'm getting that right. Tell us how it's going and the other plans you might have.
The brand is really 1 month old, and so far we have been seeing fantastic results. People are finding it very interesting, especially in the part where they get to be involved in part of the process. Price point-wise is also very good, very different from our main brand, which is 14 years old, where we do very luxury high-end jewelry, and this is just a different spin altogether. We're beginning to see the traction coming in. What we need to do more is probably to pump in more funds into social media marketing.
Yeah. And when you think about launching this, you know, you said it's a relatively new brand. How are you going to reach out to people to really let them know that this is there? Just through your digital channels, or?
One of the skills that an entrepreneur needs to have is to find the right people to do this job. And there are specialists who will be able to funnel the right kind of target market and channel them to your website. I don't know the formulas, but there are people who specialize in that. And
leave the
experts to it. We have some of those identified who would, and I'm looking forward to see some results.
Yeah.
So belated congratulations. How rude of us, Glenn.
Yes.
Congratulations, you are the Pulsar Award winner for this year's WEA. What does it mean to you? You don't look like the sort who's out to just win awards, really, right?
First of all, I'm immensely honored to receive this award because it is the first award dedicated to women, female entrepreneurs, and within the jewelry industry, I'm the first to receive this.
Oh.
And it means a lot to us because it's great for building our reputation, our branding further. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Simone Ng, founder and executive creative director of Simone Jewels. Again, congratulations, Simone, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.